USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Oversight Committee votes to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt of court for not handing over documents on the 2020 census. Committee Chairman, Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings.
They both refused to comply with duly authorized subpoenas issued by this committee that require them to produce documents relating to the addition of the citizenship question.
Earlier, President Trump defended the inclusion of the question.
It's ridiculous. I think it's totally ridiculous that we would have a census without asking, but the Supreme Court is going to be ruling on it soon.
Back in March, the administration turned over 17,000 documents on the 2020 census, and Ross testified for nearly 7 hours. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
President Trump says he's adding 5,000 U.S. troops to part of a NATO deployment in Poland. And in a joint news conference with Poland's president, he said Poland offered to build a base for some of the troops.
The United States and Poland continue to enhance our security cooperation. Poland will soon provide basing and infrastructure to support military presence of about 1,000 American troops.
Former Stanford sailing coach John Vandemore was sentenced to one day in prison, which he already served, for his role in the college admission cheating scandal. The first to be sentenced in the scheme, Vandemore admitted to helping students get into Stanford as recruited athletes in exchange for money for a sailing program.
I have taken responsibility for my actions, and I'm accepting the consequences of those actions. I have learned much from my mistake, and I will take those lessons forward in my life.
He was also given a $10,000 fine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's an 11th-hour challenge to a big telecom merger. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The $26 billion merger of T-Mobile and Sprint seemed to be moving along in recent weeks when the head of the FCC gave it his blessing, but on Tuesday, the plan hit a roadblock when a group of state attorneys general sued to block it. The New York attorney general announcing the suit. It's being joined by California, Colorado, Connecticut, the District of Columbia, Maryland, Michigan, Mississippi, Virginia, and Wisconsin. Now, the T-Mobile-Sprint merger, according to these attorneys general, quote, would not only cause irreparable harm to mobile subscribers nationwide by cutting access to affordable, reliable wireless service, but they say it would particularly affect lower-income and minority communities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon has reached a tentative agreement to purchase almost 500 new F-35 fighter jets. John Clemens reports.
If the deal is finalized by target date in August, it'll carry a total price tag of $34 billion. That makes it the largest procurement in U.S. history. The Pentagon is pleased with the deal with Lockheed Martin because it means a discount for each one of the 478 F-35 fighter jets. The Air Force, the Navy, and the Marines will receive the jets along with allied militaries. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.